Moin moin van der Waterkant and welcome to GeoMap broadcast channel GBC1. My name is Uli Einhaus and today we are going to shed light on an event that is currently taking place in Kiel. This year, the NextGen at Helmholtz conference resides at GeoMar to host more than 150 doctoral researchers from all over Germany. The overarching topic across all offered activities is science communication. But what is the NextGen? What is the importance of science communication? Let's listen in to one excellent example in a piece by Vaishali Vardhan and Rafael Oliveira Silva.
Since particle physics is sometimes quite tedious to explain, I want to ask a friend who is an expert in getting complicated stuff explained. So let's call him. Hey, Pigali, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh yes, what's up? Shall we learn something about luminosity?
Communication may be complex, and when it comes to science, it becomes even more challenging. We are here at the NextGen 2017, where a science slam is taking place.
Nothing easier than that, said Frederick. Come along. And Fiat and Frederick went to Switzerland to visit.
The science slam is a new way to present science that is gaining popularity nowadays. According to the science slammer Joscha from the German Electron Synchrotron Research Center, a science slam is entertaining and easy to follow, even for interdisciplinary audience.
Of course, you want to find something that is entertaining for the people and also reaches people that are not that familiar with particle physics, which is quite a lot of people. Well, children's movies, that's something a lot of people can relate to. So if I can use that to connect to a rather complicated physical concept, then that should be a great idea. And it's amazing that this worked out so well.
Garima from Helmholtz Zentrum Dresden-Hossendorf, who also participated at the Science Slam from NextGen 2017, got her first experience talking to people outside the scientific community.
The first Science Slam I gave was in front of general public who had absolutely no idea about science. They were just normal people. But yesterday it was first time in front of scientists.
Any scientist should adventure in the Science Slam world. As Science Slammer Tonio from Schaumann Research Center for Geosciences recommends.
I would definitely recommend them to be part of Science Slam. It's such a great experience. And yeah, if you're thinking of doing it, like, just do it. Just dare yourself to do something different.
And while Piggity and Frederick went home, the dogs went to Sabrosa and Mum and Dad to finish the evening and prepare for the next day. But NextGen is not only fun and games, but also serious. In several workshops, the dogs looked into different methods of science communication, like posters, comics or radio shows, quite like this one. In the alumni session, many experienced current and former GMR researchers, who are now professor or graduate school coordinator or muscle farmer, offered their career advice. Also dedicated tours through the aquarium, biolabs, or to GMR's research ships and submarines gave more insight in the topic of marine science. What works best? How can a lab coat make itself understandable to a boiler or office suit? To have a deeper look into the variety of science communication possibilities, Danja Saring and Caroline Rehrmann asked the experts Susi Landes and Andreas Filvok for an interview.
Susi, I did my PhD 3 years ago, and after that I started to work at the Science Communication Lab here in Kiel. What we do is we create interactive posters where we show very complex scientific research topics in an easy way, so with a nice design. The slogan of our company actually is excellent science needs excellent design.
And there is actually an interactive poster downstairs here at GeoMar.
Yes, so we did one poster about ocean observation, and if you want, I can show it to you.
That would be great.
That's a lot of information.
And, yeah, it's super much information. Wow. And the cool thing is everybody can get something out of it. You know, if you are very interested, you know, you can discover a lot and you can go deeper and deeper down and get more and more information if you want, but you don't have to. So this is the idea of this interactive poster.
So does an interactive poster still need a presenter then?
No. You should also it should work with both. So somebody is, you know, explaining things, and here you have all the material really nicely put together. Or you know, just standing here and looking at GeoMar, and you see, oh wow, what is it? And you start to play around with it, and you get information by your own.
So
So maybe one last question then, in more general sense. What is good science communication to you?
Good science a difficult question?
A very difficult question.
Because it has so many different levels, you know. I mean, it's not only to communicate with other scientists, but also maybe with non-scientists. So I guess it's not so easy to answer, right?
What do you think is more important then? Communication to scientists or good communication to the public?
I used to say to the public, but I'm not so sure about this anymore. Because, I mean, it is very important, of course, to communicate science to non-scientists, of course. But I guess it also gets more and more important that scientists communicate with each other more.
Thank you very much.
My name is Andreas Fulvok. I'm the head of the communication and media group here at GeoMar since, I think, 2004. By education, I am a scientist, a meteorologist, and did a PhD, and shortly thereafter, I moved into managing science for a couple of years, and in 2004, I had the opportunity to take over the communications group here at GeoMar.
Can you give any tips for scientists how we could simplify our research topic, and to what level we should simplify?
Well, that depends, of course, on target groups. Sometimes I'm saying explain it to your grandma. So if people in your family can understand and keep the first message simple, you can complicate it later on. We once had Ranga Yogeshwar here, who is sometimes science has to be complicated. If we translate science for the public, and we are writing a press release, we are always interacting with the scientists, trying to keep both happy.
What for you in person is good science communication? What media would you use for good science communication?
For the general public, there we really need events like open houses, like public lectures.
Do you have a vision how communicating science could be like in 10 or 15 years?
Oh, that's a good question. What should I say? Science has to be even more part of daily life. So I really would like to see a better understanding from the early beginning, from the kids that got more interest in science. I think it's still a long way to go.
We get a lot of impressions how we could improve our own science communication, and I would really like to thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
Aside from bringing scientific knowledge to non-scientists, it is also important to transport it across the disciplines. And the NextGen brings together doctoral researchers from many disciplines.
I'm doing measurement techniques for photovoltaics. So we were doing thin film solar cells, and to get to know how the solar cells work in the inside.
Mostly I work on stratosphere. So my work research is like we see the exchange between troposphere and stratosphere.
So basically I'm working in the field of neuroscience, in the brain science. So I'm investigating the formation of the connection in the brain.
I fabricate organic film solar cells, and then I characterize them, measuring them with different experimental techniques.
Try to engineer the optical properties of materials such that we can have exotic properties which we can use for some application for like the super lens which go below diffraction and so on.
Doctoral researchers from all across the world working in Helmholtz institutes all over Germany meet at GeoMar. But what exactly is the GeoMar? Who works there and what science do they do on the shore of the Baltic Sea? Simon Niemes and Hannah Henning went and asked.
Hello, my name is Simon.
My name is Hannah.
And we are both sitting here at the pier Wellingdorf next to the GeoMar. This is where we arrived this morning by ferry. And the ferry is as much part of Kiel as is the GeoMar.
Kiel has two ferry lines which are connecting the north and the south, and the other one the east and the west. So we reached the Geoma with a ferry 2 easily from the Hauptbahnhof.
Having arrived at the Geoma, we both wondered, what does the Geoma actually do? So we asked the first person we met, and his answer was, well, it's complicated. And since apparently it is very complicated, we asked Luisa to give us a more detailed explanation of what does the Geoma actually do.
Well, that is a really good question, but I can actually answer you this in one sentence. The Geoma does science from the deep sea to the surface ocean and also to the atmosphere. Deep sea mining, seabed, the middle of the ocean, also the surface ocean. Nutrient cycles are studied, ocean currents, waves, ecological studies are done. So biodiversity plays a big role, understanding evolution. And then we also have the ocean surface and the connection between the ocean surface and the atmosphere, weather and everything plays an important role. So there are ocean models, weather models change from the ocean to the land.
Well, it sounds indeed very complicated. But Luisa, why is it so important to do this kind of research?
Well, because the ocean is a huge resource for us. It has many, many benefits for us. So first of all, there's food resources, fishes, and there's a lot of traffic going on along the ocean. So I think it's about 90% of all world traffic is happening over the oceans and ships, cargo ships and everything. There's the ocean and coastal areas are a big living place. So many, I think it's almost 80% of all people live along the coast. So it's an area where a lot of people depend on to live. And there are many more things. Also, the ocean is a big sink for all the CO2 that we put into the atmosphere. So understanding this complete system, so the ocean, the one ocean that we have, is very important because it plays such a crucial role for us.
Tackling those questions, the Geoma obviously needs big machinery. Both of us visited the Technology and Logistics Center and were impressed by all the manned and unmanned submarines, the underwater platforms and the ROVs. But besides all the research platforms, there's also an impressive amount of control equipment, maintenance tool and spare parts available. All this machinery and tools is needed by scientists all over the world to find the answers to those questions the Geoma set out to find. Space is nearly not enough at Geoma. As you can hear, there's a lot of construction going on. Geoma builds a new storage facility for scientific samples. These will help researchers to collect new data once better analysis tools are available, so they don't have to get out to the sea to collect new samples. Impressed by all the dedication and effort put in by the Geoma people, Hannah and I both take the ferry back to the city of Kiel, like we began our day.
Complicated indeed, there's quite a bit going on at Geoma. After these impressions from the Institute and beloved host city Kiel, we will have another interview from there by our reporter Per Ralf. For this, we now go live to the next gen in the Geoma Lecture Hall. Per, who do you have at the mic? An important message we should keep in mind. Let's work together and fight together for better working conditions and a better PhD life. A big thanks to the Helmholtz Juniors for being our voice and for organizing this next gen to bring us together. And at this point, I would also like to thank our radio director, Jenny Rieger, for sharing her experience and the great technical support. The last word should have the participants, though. We asked, what is your impression of the next gen in one word?
Interdisciplinary.
Interesting.
Inspiring. Work.
Fascinating.
Interesting.
Wonderful.
Motivating.
Inspiring.
Burger.
Diverse.
Sustainability.
Amazing.
Nice.
Sunny.
Burgers.
Wonderful.
Fantastic.
Incredible.
Burgers.
Fun.
Communication.
Boats.
Informative.
Can I use two words? Very cool.
Tasty.
Interesting. I think it can be improved.
Cool.
Fun.
Relaxing.
International.
Big.
Epic.
Stressy.
Fascinating.
Burgers.
Irritating.
Excellent.
Interdisciplinary.
Fun.
Excellent.
Hang on, I have to think of a different word. Fun.
Interesting.
Interdisciplinary.
Many impressions, quite a bit of positive feedback. But I guess next year's Next Gen in Potsdam will need interdisciplinary burgers. Until then, we say goodbye and ahoy from GBC1.